Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 24, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. And tonight is a members only event, individual healings that also bless the senders. And we're doing it on an unusual night. I won't be available tomorrow night, so we've moved it up a night. So I see we have a little lower attendance than usual. Right now we've got 8 people in the room. So we might have a few sneak in. Spirit Song may or may not be joining us. We'll just play that by ear. So let's go ahead and get rolling. The way we do this tonight is we are going to set the sacred container as usual, call the allies, set the container, etc. Then we'll call an embodied awakening. And then those who would like to receive an individual healing will volunteer. I do require that you be connected in a way that you can speak at least. And that way we'll be able to interact during the healing process. And typically we're able to do several of these, so we'll see how they play. All right. So as always, I ask you to do only this. Please no multitasking, because your energy affects everyone else live or on the recording. And also, if you need to leave early before we close the container, ask the allies to gently ease you out of the field, and you'll be able to leave without disrupting the field we're all sharing. And that, again, is whether you're live or on the recording. Let me do a quick check if my voice is good. If you'd please type yes in the chat if my voice is strong and clear, and no otherwise. It's a one yes. We'll take the one yes. And there's another one. Thank you. Thank all three of you. Great. Okay. So I invite you to close your eyes. Pachamama Manakiya Wirakocha Inti Kriti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, hedgehog, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, that's a good container. So now I invite you to join me in embodied awakening. And just in case there's even one person hearing this for the first time, I'll give instructions. Embodied awakening is where you call your higher self to merge with you in your physical body. And you do that with a few simple words. And metaphorically, it's like your body is a car and your ego slides to the passenger seat and your divine self drives. And once you've done that, if your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, you can just slide right back over to the driver's seat. The divine will scoot out with no fuss and your ego will be back in control. So I say this for those of you who aren't accustomed to this yet, and just to let you know that your ego is safe and can reverse this if it wants to. Not that it would, but it's good to know you got the option. So it sounds like Spirit Song is coming to join us here in a moment. Welcome, darling.
Thank you.
I can slide over and make some room for her. I'm just explaining the embodied awakening in
meditation. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, have a seat.
For filling me in.
Yeah.
Pardon me for being late.
Okay.
Beautiful friends.
Let's see. Let me see if I can move this back a little bit. Hang on, folks, while we make a slight technical adjustment.
Oops.
No worries. It's rugged. All right, that should allow us both to be on camera. So
all right.
Let's see.
I'll try this.
Yeah. There we go. Right.
Do I need to come this way?
Yeah, that's good.
Sure. All right.
So for those of you who are noticing Spirit Song's blouse flickering in and out of existence, she's wearing a green shirt in front of a green screen. So just consider that a bonus special effect if it happens.
Should I put something
else? No, you're fine.
Okay.
I think it's holding pretty well. Okay, anyhow. But
eyes
are closed mostly during this anyway.
That's true.
Okay, so continuing with the description of the embodied awakening invocation, the benefits are that you have a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you know what to do through intuition, and there's more bliss. So if you would like to do that, then I'll tell you how here in just a second. So in a moment, you're going to speak directly to your higher self, and you're going to say a few words to it to ask it to come and join you in your body. And say these words out loud if you can. If you can't, then thinking it will still work. So here we go. Start repeating now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
That's all the words. Let them go. And now just relax and be really passive. You know, the energy is coming strong already.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel energy moving in your body, your job is to just be aware of it doing whatever it's doing. You're very passive. If you cannot feel that, then just feel your breath come and go. Tips for getting the best experience from this invocation once you've said it. I recommend you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be really passive. Either feel the energy or feel your breath doing whatever it's doing. If you become distracted, it's okay. Let the distraction be as it is with no resistance, but do treat that distraction like an uninvited guest to whom you need pay no further attention. That means you relax back into your chosen focus, whether that's energy or breath, and just relax back into that. If the distraction continues in the background, no problem. Let it do its thing. You're doing your thing with your own focus. The final nuance is to learn how little effort is needed to even do this. So I invite you for a moment to drop to no effort at all. Zero, please. If at zero effort, you have that awareness anyway, energy or breath, stay at zero. If you don't, then add just barely enough effort back to get awareness of the energy or the breath. The idea obviously being to use the least effort that gets the job done to have that awareness. And then you just relax, you stay super passive, your higher self will saturate you with as much awakening energy as you can hold without overdoing it. So please just be really open and let the divine saturate you with as much divine consciousness as you're ready for. And your divine self will make sure you get exactly the right amount. Some folks are already moving into embodied awakening. You'll know you're in embodied awakening when four things are all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. If you don't get all the way into embodied awakening, that's fine. Even a little movement in that direction is good. Here we got a pretty solid energy with the group. We'll leave just a moment longer to let anyone else move more deeply into embodied awakening if they can. How does that feel, Spirit Song? I feel like a good field. Yeah, yes. I think we're good. All right. So now we're up to 10 people. And I'm going to now allow unmuting because it's time for our first volunteer. Hang on. I think I made it possible. Let me double check. Yeah. Okay. So before we have someone volunteer, what we're going to do is one person is going to be in the hot seat, and then everyone else is going to focus healing energy onto that person, and you can do this whether you're live or on the recording. And typically these healing rounds just take a few minutes. We'll feel the energy rise, peak, hold, and then eventually fade out. And that person, would I ask if you're going to volunteer for this, just, you know, state clearly and simply what you want. We don't need a lot of backstory, a lot of history. Just say, this is what I want to be different than it is now. And I see that Anjali has raised her hand. So if Anjali, go ahead and unmute if you want to go ahead and be the first receiver. Hi.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, let me turn you up a little bit. Hang on. Okay. Hi.
Hi. Again, I'll talk closer to the phone.
Okay. Yeah, we're good. So who would you like?
To keep succinct, I am stuck and spinning my wheels with trying to move forward. I have tried mentally to think it through. I've tried to meditate it through. Whatever I'm stuck with, I can't push through it to figure out how to move on career, move on to other things. I'm just kind of stuck, and it's been that way for a while. Okay. I could use help with clearing the stuck.
Okay, so this is kind of a broad stuck. You're stuck in a lot of areas, just a general roadblock overall?
Some areas have cleared. I keep getting crippled by trying to move forward. The indecision locks me down. I don't need the whole backstory, but some things happen. My confidence dropped, everything. But each time I try to move forward, I just get stuck. I almost dissociate. I can't move forward. I can barely apply to jobs. I don't know what the core of that is. And so I just keep getting stuck.
Okay. All right. So we'll fire it up in a moment. If you haven't already, you might try the course Inside Awakening Plus, where I guide you through IFS, Internal Family Systems Therapy. That's a modality that can be really effective for this kind of thing.
So great.
If this doesn't get it fully unstuck today, then you might try that on your own and see if that's helpful.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. So everybody who's hearing my voice live or on the recording, go ahead now and just ask that energy flow through you to help Anjali get unstuck in all the areas where she wants to move forward. And I like to just make the request and then be really passive at my Benjamin level and just let Benjamin be the pipeline. But whatever way you like to flow healing, you're welcome to do that. Anjali, of course, we're going to ask you to remain really passive and open and just allow this healing to come to you. Yeah, Anjali, are you feeling that intensity?
Yeah, my physical body's clearing it too.
Good. All right, so you just relax and let that come through. We got a strong flow. Well done, everyone. Yeah. So the energy has gone to a stable point, and it's holding its intensity. Yeah, Anjali, whatever you need to do to release, you're welcome to cry, sound, whatever you need to do is fine. I'm feeling Mother Ayahuasca very strongly in the field for you right now. Thank you, Mother.
I'm feeling and seeing a large number of angels telling you you're safe. Darling, you're safe. It's safe to feel whatever you're feeling. It's safe to be who you are. You are surrounded by love.
I'm perceiving that some of the healers are being used as surrogate healers for Anjali. So if you feel heavy energy coming through you, it's only because you're able to do it. And you can just stay really passive and let the allies do it for you. there. I'm feeling a more significant flushing now, Anjali, from you. Do you feel like that stuff finally got loosened up enough where it's flowing out pretty noticeably?
It's been a mix, yeah. I can feel the a lot of the blocks, they're just pulsing apart.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sensing like the dam starting to open.
Yeah, it's flowing down through my hips into my cushion for sure.
Good. Right.
Not my hands.
And if it feels right, use your breath to exhale. Allow this to leave, to along with everything else that's leaving, or any sound that you want to make. Not necessary, but perfectly okay.
Starting to feel a more peaceful energy flowing into the gaps where the other more intense has been flowing out.
Excellent. Are things feeling a little softer and more open now?
Yeah.
So it's not done, but I was just noticing that empathically. Just wanted to see if that was your experience too.
Yeah, definitely. And I was energy burping off this big block in my heart space that's now kind of opened up. And now I can feel things flowing without barriers so much.
Good.
My third eye is just going nuts.
So I'm wondering if the process just completed. How's it feeling, Anjali?
I feel like it has completed, but it's the energy is going to keep moving in me after this.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can feel that that's definitely going to keep flowing like a little, it's like a little honey river.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. So just feel within yourself if it serves your highest good, just to relax and let your process continue for the rest of the call, or if you're called to help for others, you know, favor your own process, you know, as a priority.
Okay. Okay.
Probably hold for others if you really feel like it's not going to interfere with your own process moving forward, okay? Okay, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Do you feel complete, Anjali?
I do, and I'm just so grateful to everyone. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad for everyone. All right, it looks like Virika is next.
Yes.
Hi.
So, hi.
What would you like?
I still have problem with my respiratory system and my dizziness and fainting.
So respiratory dizziness, fainting.
Yes.
And I assume you'd like clear breathing and consistent consciousness. And,
exactly.
Okay. Very cool. All right. So everyone heard what you said. So let's all now, I'm going to just call in spirit, flow the energy through me for Virika's highest healing, for respiratory system, breathing, and what was the third one again? Okay, so all the things she asked for, let that healing now be accomplished to the maximum extent that serves highest good. And once again, let's all just either be a clear conduit for the energy to flow through to her, or if you have a a more ego-based way you like to use, feel free to use that. Whatever feels best to you to support Virika. A little cosmic fire going on there for you.
Yes.
That burnout, whatever is in your way. Can you feel that new frequency throughout your body there, Virika?
Yes.
Relax and let it work. You're bringing up some old toxic emotion to be cleared that's related to all this, so to the best of your ability, just be willing to feel that as it flushes out. I feel your whole body lighting up to a new frequency.
Mm-hmm. And seeing and feeling the beauty of the grace of ease and flow. Helping you. Holding you.
Once again, I'm feeling Mother Ayahuasca very strongly here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're nearing completion, Virika, they're giving you a new baseline consciousness. Can you feel how different you feel than when we started this little round of healing?
Yes, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to maintain and deepen this new level, you have that ability. If you want, just do whatever works for you to, at the start of every day, make sure you're really in that awakened consciousness in your body the best you can be. And that'll help, you know, build on what they're doing. Does that feel complete?
It's still working.
Okay. So let's give it a moment longer then. Is the process still working, or does it feel like it's pretty complete now?
It's complete now.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you for your courage, your willingness.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Any loose ends before we move to our next person? I guess that's a no.
Yes. Sorry.
It's really
I'm
soft.
Sorry. I didn't realize that was so low. Okay, thank you much, and we'll now...
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
We're open to our next person now, so unmute yourself now if you would like to be next. Vina, hi.
I didn't have anything prior to starting this, but with both of the two sessions we just did, I've got something going on with the back of my heart chakra.
Okay.
So with one, it was on the left side, and the other one, it was on the right side. But just a moment.
We'll wait while she takes care of the dog.
Sorry, somebody's on the sidewalk. My goodness.
Oh, it's not even your dog. Okay.
Yeah, I've got two dogs.
It's like the old joke. A guy comes up to a guy with a dog next to him and says, "Does your dog bite?" And the guy says, "No." And the guy pets the dog, and the dog bites him. He said, "You said your dog didn't bite." He said, "It's not my dog."
That is a good one. All right, I've got her corralled now. The other one will stay quiet.
That's so sweet.
So, while holding space for Anjali, I started feeling it at the back of the left shoulder blade, and it was almost cleared. And then we started with Viorica, and now it's the back of the right shoulder blade. It felt like heart chakra. So
you need some clearing and balancing of the heart chakra?
Right. And it came up during a massage, so I'm thinking it's mine. I'm thinking it's maybe not necessarily theirs.
Okay. Right.
I just noticed it tonight, and I noticed it during a massage a couple days ago. So right. I would appreciate that, please.
So everyone, let's focus in for Dina for the clearing and optimal energetic functioning of her heart chakra. I'm getting the sense that as Dina's heart chakra has worked, all of us are getting some good heart chakra work at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's bonus. Yeah. Adina, they're advising that you just rest your attention very gently wherever you feel the healing happening. Feels to me like they're kind of digging into it right now. They haven't started so much releasing yet. They're just sort of getting it warmed up so it can release. So Dina, for you, I'm not sensing drainage so much as just a frequency shift. It's like they're transmuting what's in there instead of draining it out. Is that your experience too?
Yeah, I'm not feeling anything leave. It started with, it came through as intense heartburn, acid reflux, coughing, and then it settled into a different frequency, and now it's just settling down and settling in.
Yeah.
So
just relax while they do their transmutation.
Okay.
And just resting awareness gently wherever you feel them working. Actually, they're saying in your case, you can just be really passive without intentional focus. And they're saying your attention will naturally go where it's needed during this process.
Yeah, seeing and feeling the transmuting energy that's coming in, just kind of gently dissolving away whatever has been what you're feeling at the back of your heart and expanding your heart energy in a beautiful way so that the muscles in your body are all relaxing. Are you feeling that relaxation in your muscles?
I am. I'm feeling my head go down in one direction, so I feel a stretch on the receiving side, but the back of my heart chakra is very relaxed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm feeling.
Now I'm getting some drainage out the hands. So, what is there? Oh, nice. I feel like they just kind of locked the frequency in your heart they were going for. Did you feel that shift just there, Dina?
Not quite yet. I didn't. I feel a shifting.
Yeah.
I hear my son's joking voice saying, "I'm not done yet." Okay. What he does when he gives a bear hug.
That's sweet.
Something just relaxed, and I felt a twinge in my just below the diaphragm. I feel some muscle contorting below the heart, but in the diaphragm area. And I just heard, "Well, how did that feel?" Actually, that felt pretty good.
Do you feel complete?
I do. I do.
Well, I had a good time.
Yeah.
That was interesting to have the sensation in the upper belly, below the heart. So it was left side, but it was just like this small muscle spasm. But it wasn't a spasm, more as a like a movement, a muscle movement, and then just to relax.
Okay, cool.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yes. On behalf of her. Yeah. Looks like Joanne, did you want to go next?
Sure. I'm having some interesting sleep patterns that have developed, and it doesn't matter if I go to bed at 10 or 11 or what time. Okay. I go to sleep. I sleep. 2 o'clock, I'm wide awake. I can go back to sleep. I can lay in bed. I can get up and read. I can get up and watch Netflix. Then in a couple hours, I'm tired. I go back to bed. And then I have no energy to take a walk in the morning because I sleep in late and it's hot and humid. So it's a strange, if I'm processing in the night, I don't know. Something's changed. It's changed.
What you're shooting for is a solid night's sleep.
Yes. Okay. Yes, and to have energy in the morning and get up early enough before it gets hot. Yes. Yes.
I share with you that there's a lot of that going on for a lot of us. Having to sleep at different times to catch up. And
yeah. But it's crazy because probably a month or more ago, I was sleeping like 12, 15 hours, and now I can't sleep, and I'm a wide awake. So I don't know. It's I think I'm processing, but go ahead.
So what I'm going to do is start just – I've been doing a lot of health reading lately.
And okay.
I picked up a few things that relate directly to sleep, so I'll just throw these out in case you or anyone else aren't already aware of some of these things. What I keep seeing recommended is – at least an hour before bedtime, get off all electronics and don't look at screens of any kind about an hour before bed. That will help with sleep, apparently.
Okay.
If you can, when you get up, if you can get out and just look at the dawn sky or the early morning sky just for, 2 to 7 minutes, apparently that sets the biological clock in a good way.
And if you
get out near dusk as well and just watch the sky fading, that kind of will cue your body to start, moving towards sleep at a good time.
Mm.
So that might be helpful. Again, not eating too close to bed is recommended. The hour before bed, if you can do things that are very calm, relaxing, you know, soothing, those kind of things would be great.
Okay.
And also a fascinating thing I just read in the book I was just reading is when they look at very ancient cultures that are still living in their indigenous ways, it's actually pretty common for a person to go to bed fairly early, sleep for about 4 hours, and then be up for an hour or two in the middle of the night. There's whole tribes up between like midnight and 2 a.m. just doing stuff, and then back to bed and they sleep another 4 hours. So it actually, fairly in indigenous cultures, the 4 hour sleep, an hour or two awake in the middle of the night, and then another 4 hours of sleep is a very common system. So waking up in the middle of the night, that's not necessarily a bad thing if you can an hour or two and then go back to sleep.
Yes.
Of course, we've totally disrupted that pattern with electric lighting and our modern lifestyle. But
right.
Yeah. Many
other, go ahead.
I was just going to say, many of us too are sensitive to the moon, and this has been a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another thing. And then if I drink any water after like 7 o'clock at night, I have to go to the bathroom every 12 minutes, I think. You know, it's like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, I've also read, you know, try not to drink a couple hours before you go to bed so your body doesn't keep waking you up.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, don't drink caffeine.
Right. I don't do caffeine.
Tolerances. So you have to judge for yourself, how late in the day can I consume caffeine and not have it disturb sleep?
Yeah. I've been doing intermittent fasting for some time. So I don't eat like after like 6 or 7 o'clock at night. So I've been doing that for some time.
Beautiful. Okay, that's a step in the right direction, most likely. Okay, good.
Yeah. So
that's just all the data dump I was called to do around the whole sleep issue, in case that's helpful to you or anyone else who's hearing this.
Okay.
So let's actually get the energy work done.
Yeah. And the other thought I've thought of is that I know I do a lot of processing of my stuff, and I'm feeling like I'm processing the world's stuff. I don't know if that's true, but just feels like extra, like a lot of extra. I don't know.
When you say processing, you mean just energetic processing?
Yeah, like my own stuff, sometimes I can, like, take me back to lifetimes ago or this lifetime or whatever, I'll process. But I feel like I'm doing work for the world when I'm sleeping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, but that's what it feels like.
Sure. So what you can do is, you can invoke whatever you prefer. So you can ask yourself, okay, I ask that any processing I do in sleep time not interfere with the quality of my sleep. In other words, I'm happy to do that service, but also really need my good restful sleep so I can function well, you know, in my life too.
right.
Don't be shy about asking the divine to fine tune what your experience is, and that creates some adjustments.
Because it feels like I'm processing like times 100. I mean, for me to sleep 15 hours, that's a lot.
Yeah, sure.
I have to share something with you. I have a daughter who just turned 30, and I was telling her about how much I sleep sometimes. And she said, "Oh, Mama, you know why we're sleeping so much, don't you?" I said, "Why, Miss Molly? Why are we sleeping so much?" "Well, you know, Mom, our bodies are being changed from carbon-based to crystalline-based, and that takes a lot of energy, and we do that better at night sometimes." I said, "Okay, Molly, I can go home now." But I do think there is a lot going on in that sleep time.
Yeah.
That's what I have been feeling. It's beyond what I'm normally doing or something, because it's, okay, thank you.
So all that, hopefully that's all useful info. So let's get our energy work done.
Okay. Yes.
Everybody, please flow energy to Joanne for her to have the most restful, consistent sleep that serves highest good. So that whatever else is happening, her being is getting all the rest it needs for optimal functioning.
Sometimes it helps to take a couple of deep, beautiful, soft breaths to get the process going fully.
Joanne, can you feel energy vibrating strongly throughout your body right now?
Yeah.
So just relax and let it do its job. Everybody's doing such a great job of holding space for Joanne. Well done, everybody. Keep it up. So, Joanne, does it feel complete, or is the energy still working?
The energy is still working. I had some tightness in my chest, however.
Okay.
But it's flushing down my arms like heavy.
Good. Let it keep moving. Yeah, cough all you need to. That's part of the energy releasing.
Oh, it hurts my chest.
So just relax into the pain. Just be fully present with it. This is my recommendation. Try not to resist it. Good. When you just merge with it without resistance, it tends to clear a lot faster.
Feels like it's growing, like it's just expanding.
Is expanding?
Feels like it's expanding.
Good. Then let it expand. So they're uncovering this area that's giving you challenge. And the shamanic rule is you have to feel it to heal it.
And bless it and love it.
Is it true that it may be unpleasant, but it's not overwhelming? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
So just they won't overwhelm you with our processes. So you can relax fully into the pain, just be with it. And the magic of your attention will help it heal very quickly.
Honestly, I see a bunch of women bawling. A whole bunch of women are bawling.
Okay.
With their babies. Thinking maybe Afghan women? It's a bunch of women bawling.
Yeah, I've been feeling that too, love. Yeah. Just
feels real heavy on my heart now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Just hold and bless and love and.
Oh my God.
Just be present with it.
Oh my God, I'm having a terrible vision. Like, you know, when people are getting ready to have their heads cut off,
mm-hmm.
they look like that.
Okay.
Ah!
And can you just be present with what's happening? This is going way beyond your personal healing, and we're now serving a larger healing for these women who are in change.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God. I know how horrible it is, but keep your center the best you can. If you get all upset by it, it's going to make it less effective.
Okay, I'll try and relax.
Yeah, so just be with it. You're not being punished with this. You're being of service, and we're taking some of the heavy energy from these women and transmuting it for them.
The weirdness is I've been guillotined in a past life, so I know my head's been cut off, so I'm probably reliving. Some, I'm not sure.
Well, maybe some of your own past trauma is coming out to be healed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably combination.
Yeah. So just know that you may not understand it while it's happening, but just be present with it. When I get into situations like this, I just try to go into the somatic part and the thoughts so much. The thoughts and images, of course, will be swirling around. I personally find it most helpful just to be present with sensation. Just feel the pain, merge with it. Let the divine take care of it for me.
Yeah. You can step back even and watch it without feeling it and know that it's happening. Bless and love those that you are processing for and just let it go through.
Mm-hmm.
Had a big headache too. Wow.
Just be with whatever is happening. You're able to do big service, so they're taking advantage of you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you'll benefit as well.
Yes.
One of the things that happened in our Awakening Plus work is where everybody wins.
It's just like rows and rows and rows of women, just a ton. I mean, I can't count them. So many.
It's okay. Just be with it. And all of us here are to some degree doing this as well. So it's like we're mixing in a little neuro support team energy here on this individual healing call. This is fine.
We go with the flow.
We do. Ooh. I'm feeling a lot of tingly. Are you feeling more tingly now, Joanne?
Starting to feel... like bubbly kind of, I don't even know, different things.
Yeah. So just let that, what happens is the heaviest part is past, and now your willingness to work with that heaviness is now opening you to a higher level of consciousness, and they're bringing in a higher, more effervescent energy now.
Yeah. It feels like bubbles like in soda water.
Yeah, exactly. So just relax and let that fill you now.
Okay.
Reward for being willing to process all that other stuff. And we're all, I think, getting that to some degree.
Perrier water. I'm seeing a bottle of Perrier.
Yeah, just let that new frequency saturate you. They're saying to me that this new frequency they're putting in right now will help you process for the collective more easily and less challenge to yourself.
Perfect.
It looks like you are here to serve in that way, and they're kind of upgrading you to do it more efficiently and with less drama.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
With ease and grace.
Yeah.
Ease and grace. Yes.
And joy. More joy with it too.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. So I'm wondering, does the process now feel complete for you, Joanne, or is it still running strong?
Feeling some energy like, it feels weird, but like if a woman is giving birth, like in the big lower belly thing, all the way to my vagina, like something there. I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, let's let that process just stay with that.
Like a birth, kind of. I don't know, something.
Yeah, for sure. Just relax and let that, whatever needs to be born, let it be born.
Oh. Wow, stinging all the way to my feet. Wow.
Yeah, just go with it.
Ah, contractions even. Oh, I feel like crying.
I do.
Oh,
good.
Blessed be.
Oh, the sadness.
Yeah.
Heavy. Oh, my.
I feel so much gratitude coming through in this flow for the gift that you're giving to yourself, to the world, and to all of us here on the call.
It's really heavy on my arms now. It's just, wow, heavy.
Yeah, just be like,
okay. Really heavy. Wow.
Just be with the heaviness. Don't fight it. Don't try to change it.
And my legs all totally like cement.
Okay. That's how it's cement to be.
Honestly. And my head, whoa. Wow. Ew, feels like vomit almost. Wow. Oh.
Whatever you do to release it.
Oh. It's like really nasty. I don't know. Bile. I don't know. It's something.
Yeah.
I feel like black plague. I mean, it just feels like, ugh.
Okay. We'll let it keep running through. Apparently, you have a very great ability to process heavy things. So
yeah, I do.
They're happy that you're willing to show up and be used in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I see without fail, those who are serving most deeply are also really blessed with, you know, blessings as a result of their service.
Yeah. Oh. This is a weird sensation, but I feel like I got razor blades are breaking through my skin.
Mm-hmm.
Razor blades. legs. I don't know what that is. Weird.
Like from the inside to the outside, is that correct?
Yeah, like sharp points, like razor blades. Something is cutting out.
Yeah, like let those blades release. That's a good, yeah.
It's very odd.
Well, we're in shamanism here, dear. It's a very weird world.
Razor blades literally coming through, I think. I don't know. It's like, I won't say it hurts, but it's like points coming right out of me.
Yeah, just let it clear. This is old wound being released. Not just you.
Oh.
A lot of people who've been wounded being cleared through your experience.
That's a weird one. Weird.
Yeah. So the allies are saying we need to wrap up your segment here and give, see what time we're at.
Okay. Yeah.
Need to give one or two more people a shot. They're saying your process will continue, though.
All right.
Do you feel like you're in a space where you can now kind of hold your own processing space while we put our
attention else? Yes. Thank you. Go on. Yeah, it's fine. It's just a lot of really heavy stuff. We'll just keep going after that, I'm sure.
So what we'll do is we'll do another person, then we'll check back in with you to see how you're doing. Is that okay?
Sure, that's fine. It'll probably just keep going till midnight. I mean, it feels.
Go ahead. These sensations that you're having are
just heavy. Like when I do processing of heavy energies after these calls, it can go for hours. Mm. It's just heavy and heavy, and it's releasing through me for hours.
Wow.
And then I go to the bathroom, and I know it's done.
Yeah, and the little blade feelings and different things that are sensations that you're having are your allies helping you to release. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead to other people. That's fine, dear.
Thank you, Joan.
At the very end of the call, I'll let you know if I'm here or dead.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean rebirth dead.
Okay, cool. Okay. That's awesome.
Thank you, Paul.
Looks like Dale is next. Hi, Dale.
Hello. Hey. So I would just appreciate general energetic support for balancing, clearing, and opening.
Okay, we can do that. All right, so let's all hold space for Dale's optimal balancing, clearing, and opening. So, Dale, your job is just to relax, be fully passive, just feel whatever is happening within you, and just let it roll through without resistance. It's just the best you can. So, Dale, are you feeling that energy pretty strongly in your body?
Not sure.
That would be a no then. Okay. So I'm empathically feeling a lot happening within you. I'm sensing you may not be that sensitive to feeling the energy yet. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. I'm actually feeling less than I've been feeling. It's been running strong all evening. It almost feels like there's some resistance, but it's not.
Okay.
It's not. Right. It's so, not in my mind.
All right. So where in your body do you feel a resistance right now? Where is it strongest?
Nowhere, but when everybody else was going, the energy was running and I could feel it and the tingling and all that stuff, and now I'm not feeling that.
Okay, so let's play with this a little. So I want you to please drop to zero effort and just be. Release all intention, release all expectation, just kind of chill and exist for a moment, please. There you go. So the trick in receiving a healing in this context is to be absolutely passive and absolutely receptive. If you're trying to help, it sometimes can block it. So try just extreme passivity. Let's see if that opens things up for you a little bit. Are you feeling energy moving a little bit now?
Yes.
There you go. So try the ultra passive approach and let's see if that helps. Okay. Yeah. So are you feeling some good release there, Dale?
It's good.
Good. Yeah, they're still working it pretty good. So just stay passive, allow the process. Does it feel a bit like heavy energy is kind of melting away?
I guess so.
Good. Those of you who were being used as surrogate healers, just relax and let that happen. Know that whatever is being delegated to you is within your ability. So I just want to check in, Dale. How is your process going?
You also have a message there that is pertinent to what's going on.
Let me read that. So Jeannie has put a note up there. Jeannie, just be with whatever's happening there and just hold attention there, and you'll receive whatever healing you need for that stuckness. What I'm sensing is happening is we're developing a little too much effort in the field, and it's kind of running interference with the optimal divine flow here. So I want to invite everybody just to relax. And if you're Dale, just relax and receive the healing. If you're anyone else, just relax and let yourself be the clear, open conduit for the energy coming through. But just play with it for a moment. Just see what happens when you release all the ego and effort, control, visualizing, and just let the energy move itself. Let's see what happens if we all do that. And this is also for anyone on the recording. Yeah, that's better. We're just working with some sticky energy here, so we just need to be kind of patient, give it time to work through. I'm being shown that we're working once again with some collective energies beyond our little group here. Monday night just isn't enough for these guys.
And how are you doing in your process, Dale?
I'm good.
Dale, are you still getting a pretty strong energy flow, or does it feel like the energy has kind of stopped and stabilized? What's the situation with your perception of that?
It hasn't stopped and stabilized, but if you want to wrap up and move on to someone else, that's completely fine.
No, we're good. I just wanted to check.
No, it's still doing its thing.
All right, so just stay with it. Stay open. And my sense is the divine beings are actually extending this one, because it's no longer just you, Dale. There's a lot of beings who are benefiting from what's happening right here. Thank you. So Dale, just curious, are you starting to feel some peaceful energy coming into the mix now?
It's feeling opening now, yes, good, especially good. Around the heart area.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Clearing and opening, yes. Yeah.
So most likely from here, the energy will get sweeter and brighter. You're past the main heavy release, I believe, but we'll see what actually happens. So Dale, if you'll put your attention in your pineal gland right in the center of your head, they're lighting that up pretty nicely right now. So does that feel like a stable point there, Dale?
Yes, it feels great. Thank you.
Yeah, my sense is that was what they were getting to, was lighting the pineal up right there. Beautiful. So does your process feel complete?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, great. Okay, and we're closing in on 90 minutes, so that was our final full healing, but I want to touch base, Joanne, if you can let us know how you're doing.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. very strange. I'm still having energy running out my arms and legs, but I had to get up and go to the bathroom. And when I got up, I had like, it was like an acid trip, like, you know, like blues and purples and round balls of color everywhere. It was like bizarre, really bizarre. And then I came and laid back down and I had, I don't know if it was lungs that was filling up. It could also be breath filling up with milk, but it was like a liquid substance that was like milky colored. So if you could check and make sure that I didn't fill up my lungs with some pus or something, because I did say black plague. I don't know, but well, like something full of liquid.
So take a deep breath and see how your breathing is.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But it was a vision. It was a vision, sure. I had. Just wanted to make sure I'm not retaining anything, you know.
No, I think as long as you, again, I would recommend as much as possible, stay focused on the somatic experience.
Yeah.
Don't put so much attention on the thoughts and imagery.
Okay.
For you, that's going to be allowing them to get that stuff through a lot more easily.
Yeah.
Your mind starts playing with it. It's, you kind of can snag it and keep it from moving through sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
Just play with more somatic focus. But my sense is you're doing fine. You're doing your job processing for the collective like they want you to. So
yeah.
You're good.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just keep processing. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joanne.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And I probably did have a rebirth, right?
Sounds like it.
And I felt like I had labor pain, that, you know, the whole contraction, so I did burst something too. So
good.
Anyway, thanks.
Just stay with it and see what it grows into.
Okay.
And so in our final minutes here, is there anyone we worked on who has any feedback or any questions, anything at all that they would like to address at this point? Before we move toward closure.
There is another comment.
Okay, so I see Jeannie is live. Jeannie, did you want to say something?
Yes, I'm still having some issues, throat and sinus, and all it started to clear because a lot of other areas opened up, mm-hmm. and I had some kriyas and shaking, and I don't want to go into the imagery, but I had, you know, as much as I could, I concentrated on just somatic, just energy. And sometimes if I tuned into the other, I actually felt better.
Hmm. Well, do what works best for you. You know what I offer that because it's great for me. Yeah. But if a different approach is better for you, then by all means do whatever's best.
And right this second, if you could tune into my throat chakra and just tell me to go energy or open up something. I don't know. It's just very strange.
Well, let's do a spot healing for you. So everyone, please put your attention on Jeannie's throat chakra just for a moment. Let all heavy energy be cleared that doesn't serve Jeannie's highest good. Your throat chakra be brought to the highest vibration that serves highest good.
Yeah, there was some kriya, so that was nice.
Good.
Kind of shaking it off.
Good. Does that feel better now?
Actually, I'm feeling like I'm choking at the moment.
Okay, then let's keep focusing on your throat a moment longer, everybody, please.
It's better if I just say a few things, like I'm having a lot of fear, don't have any clue. Just that's an emotion thing.
Yeah. Can I share what I'm getting intuitively?
Yes, please.
You're clearing something from a prior life where you were either choked or hung or something like that, where there was trauma to the throat. So it's just coming up to be, you know, briefly re-experienced as it clears. So to see if you can just stay with the sensation or whatever works best for you. And just do you feel that stuff going down your arms?
I mostly feel that I can finally breathe a nice breath.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
The heavy is going down your arms, so let that flush out.
Yes, now that you say that, yeah, but it's also like out my nose and down my legs.
We'll take any exit point at you.
Okay.
Ooh, whoa, did you just get big tingles?
Oh, tons of those.
How does it all feel now?
It's not gone. It's still on my throat a bit, but it's at least it's spreading out to all these other areas and leaving.
So the allergist saying stick with you just a moment longer. So everyone just hang out a moment longer.
Yeah. Spirit song, do you have anything?
What's coming up for me is what will help after this process is for you to sing.
Okay.
You don't have to be a singer, but just to make sounds coming through the throat that are...
Well, I got that I needed to just hear your voice, so thank you.
Oh, that's precious.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, this is very much spread out. It's dissipating, Benjamin.
They're telling me now you'll be okay if we put our...
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know your need. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, so I need to scan these notes to see if anything needs attention from the chat. Because I haven't had the space to pay attention to that in the last few minutes. Hang on. All right, so that was her. That's her again. Okay. So there's nothing urgent in the chat. Okay. So we do need to wrap it up here pretty quick. But let's leave just a moment. Actually, let's go ahead and close the sacred container.
Okay.
And then if people want to hang out briefly for any feedback or comments, we can do that. Okay. If you're good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So Spirit Song, would you like to set the tone for closing the Mesa?
Mm-hmm.
Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Kui Allies, thank you for this beautiful healing round. So grateful for your support. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Spirit Song and I ask that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. And for just a moment, allies, all this good medicine we've made with our work, please radiate it out to all beings whom it will serve. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? One, two, three. All right, container is closed. If y'all need to be done with this, you're welcome to leave now or whatever. And we'll take just a few minutes. If anyone has any questions or comments, we're open for feedback. Feel free to unmute yourself if you want to speak, or type in the chat if you want to type something in there.
Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
I'm feeling renewed.
Thank you, too.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine, no.
Oh, good. Excellent.
I should listen to the replay again.
Sure.
For the healing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, feel free. It'll be up there no later than tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
To you and everyone, just know that what we do at the time that we are together on the call is like throwing a pebble in the water. It makes an impact in present time, and then it keeps flowing out and out like the little ripples that you see if you do. That's how it keeps working within us. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dale. Thanks for showing up and being part of this.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. It was really powerful tonight. Holding space for healing and for receiving as well. It was really intense. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dana.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
And a fun fact, the only time my pets went crazy was during the time that I was receiving.
Ha ha ha.
Most of the time they've been just resting peacefully. So that was an energetic thing, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of energy coming into your space. What's going on here?
Somebody sent a bunch of hearts.
Yeah, that was from Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie, for all the hearts.
Thank you.
And then Rizzo sent her own hearts and said good night.
Good night to you.
And flowers. Thank you. All right, that feels like a wrap, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to wrap it up, folks. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for being here. Many, many blessings. Bye-bye.